our guest is Pamela Klein.
So it's very far from the...
Who is, one might think.
I would get into the other chair if I were you, Pamela
Klein. Since she is involved in lots of things that are going on in Columbia County.
And get up close to the microphone.
Especially
you want to be heard.
When it comes to Democratic politics.
There you go. Perfect.
Hi, Ellen and Tom.
There you go.
Hi, Pam. There she is, just where she should be.
Excusez-moi, did you offer her a Madeleine?
Oh, we didn't get that far.
Well, I would think that's how we begin.
Other things. This is a test for how good you think these are. First, you have to get
I rank them so-so. Well, it's true. They're not. They lack that, well, dare I say, that true Proustian reminiscence.
She doesn't eat sugar.
Oh, she's declining.
Declining, right.
Declining. That's unusual. Anyway.
I knew you'd love that, Ellen.
Yes. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
So she's declining the Madeleine. And I have to tell you, they're so-so. Because they lack that little bit of crunchy exterior, you know? It needs the crunch.
Well, give them a few days. They'll probably be
a little... let them get a little stale.
Yeah.
That's true of some things. You know, you ever eat those circus peanuts? You know, those little orange things?
Uh-huh.
They're so much better when they're stale. Because they get that crunch on the outside.
It's a wonderful piece of advice.
What do you think those are made of?
Do you put them in the oven? And get
No, I just leave them on the shelf.
What are they made of?
Yeah.
They're plastic, aren't they?
Who knows? I'd be afraid to find out. Hmm. Anyway, we've been delaying letting our guests talk.
Yes, this is true. You know, I woke up today and suddenly thought, obviously we should be talking about the Women's March that's taking place in Hudson.
Because it's the most important thing to have happened in Hudson in a very long time.
There you go.
And especially on this weekend.
Okay.
So we invited Pam as one of the movers and shakers, not only on this project. It's an and, not an or.
And both. Oh, okay. Right. I'm very happy to be here. And it's so nice of you.
Don't speak too soon, but go ahead.
It's so important to let everyone know about the march in Hudson.
Yep.
So that they can come and march in their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be marches all over the world, but none.
Do you live in Hudson?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, you'll be marching.
I live in the fringes.
Oh.
But
you mean not really in Hudson?
Right.
Okay.
Not Hudson proper.
I'm just curious because you said your hometown. Is your hometown really Greenport, perhaps, or Livingston?
Livingston.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Okay. But you consider this your hometown?
I do. Hudson
Good.
Is our
there
city.
Go. There you
right?
go. There you go.
It's our city, and it's the...
Swallow what you're eating.
I'll have to talk later.
No, don't leave it up to me.
So anyway, can I tell you a little bit about
sure
what's going on?
Sure.
Just to focus...
Ellen's busy with her cheesecake.
Need to focus you in here.
You could try.
So the march is starting at 1 o'clock at 7th Street Park.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a bus that brings people up from Basilica. If you want to park your car at Basilica, the bus will be running every 20 minutes from 11:30 until 2 o'clock. It's a wonderful thing because you can leave your car there, take the bus to the park, and then march through Hudson, and your car will be waiting for you after the march.
And we're marching to the Basilica because there's another
gala,
goings on at the Basilica.
What's that?
That's right. At the Basilica, there will be music, performers. Hmm. There will be food. There will be tabling by people such as New York 19 Votes.
Tabling?
Tabling. That's
this is
where,
a verb I don't know.
Well, it's where people set up a table to pass out information on their organizations.
Gotcha.
Various activist organizations like the Indivisibles. And there will be more.
Indivisibles.
Oh. And more speeches. But
more speeches.
When you come to the park at 1 o'clock, we will be having speeches also.
Oh.
And Dee Dee Barrett is our lead speaker. Dee Dee is...
Ellen loves speeches.
Our most wonderful
what do you
assemblywoman.
Sorry.
I think we need to hear from Pam what's going on.
Well, it's our show. But go ahead. Sorry.
He doesn't think I'm fun.
No, you are. You're lots of fun.
And besides Dee Dee, we have Aaron Stamper speaking, Tiffany Gariga, Jabin Ahmed Ruhi, Cricket Coleman, Kathy Leck Eldridge, and Joyce St. George.
So they're all women speakers?
They're all women speakers. This is the Women's March, and these are women who have been instrumental in the community, women who have stood up to the plate and joined politics, some successfully. And it's just important to empower women. I think that the message that we're trying to give is twofold. One, that women's rights are human rights. And secondly, that this is to empower women to let them know that they have a voice to be heard in politics.
Hmm. And they do, and they're speaking out.
That's right. That's right. We are.
Ellen's been in political life for quite some time.
Yes, she has. She's a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, how come you're not speaking, Ellen?
I have invited someone else here to speak, and so I'm going to let her speak.
No, I don't mean here. I mean at the march.
I am no longer an elected official.
Oh, okay. But the wisdom you could impart to
well,
younger.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I think it's wonderful that it's happening in Hudson.
Yes.
And we had a march before.
We did, a very successful march.
That was the pink pussy hat.
There were nearly 3,500 people who marched that day.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that big.
Yes, and we're expecting about the same amount this year. And we have the full support of the police department. Everyone in Hudson has been totally wonderful and supportive. And we will have marshals. We've trained people in the art of marshaling who will lead the march and also follow at the end of the march just to keep people moving along. And they'll be the eyes and ears looking out for disturbances should we have some, but we're not really anticipating any type of disturbance because this is a rather joyous occasion.
There. No disturbances.
There you go.
No disturbances, please.
We do live in a community that is predominantly sympathetic to this kind of thing.
Yeah. And your wife, I believe, is a marshal.
And she did go to the marshal
training.
Training, yes.
Training.
Yes.
So wow. She has her pink and green armband.
I saw that, yeah.
Yes, although we may switch to red vests.
Because?
Because we can.
Okay.
Because people would be seen better. Yeah, the marshals.
Someone has come forward with vests
with
for
red
us.
Cool.
Yes, so
red vests.
Instead of the armbands that were donated by traditions, we may have red vests. Or maybe
cool.
We'll wear both.
Yeah, both.
Right.
So this march was started out being organized by Indivisible Chatham.
No, it started out being organized by Indivisible CD19 New York.
Oh, that's a different organization.
It is. I'm a part of that Indivisible, and we are right here in Hudson, located right here in Hudson. And then we invited all other organizations to come and sponsor this with us. And, of course, Indivisible Chatham stepped right up to the plate, as well as the Columbia County Democrats, the Hudson Democrats, the Clawrick Democrats, the Young Democrats, Hudson Resistance, Move Forward New York, Perfect 10, Helsinki, and Basilica. So we have a whole community of people who are coming together in support of this.
I think the radio station is, I can't speak for them, but I believe we would be behind it as well.
Oh, well.
Had we thought about it.
Thank
no comment.
You very much. No comment.
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for the radio. I don't know if they can do something like that.
I don't know either. But I think it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. And the music, I think, is interesting because both Helsinki and the Basilica itself have come forward to, I guess, ask all their pals and their musician friends to come and...
That's right.
Yeah.
And there will be music as we're marching also, at the head of the march and then throughout the Marchers.
Yeah. Is that the Tin Horn Rising group?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tin Horn Rising. What's that? Do you know what that group is?
It's an activist marching band that, you know, does just this sort of thing.
I see. All female?
No. Hmm. We allow men to join the group here.
Oh, you're part of it.
You could march.
I will probably be there. I was at the last one. I gave up sort of a little bit after. It was in the summer and it was hot. Wasn't it hot?
No, it was a year ago.
I was right
now. A year ago Saturday.
Well, maybe I was wearing too heavy a coat. I don't know. I stopped at Spotty Dog and I just didn't continue.
Oh, you stopped at the Spotty Dog. Yeah. That explains
it. Well, there will be lots of treats at Basilica if you make it all the way there.
There you go. Michael Wilde, why don't you bring some of your cakes down there, like this cheesecake, to feed people with this delicious cheesecake and get more publicity for your cheesecake business.
Yes, apparently he
would you like a piece of cheesecake?
No, thank you.
No Madeleine, no cheesecake.
No.
Okay.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Well, it does look like there are carrots on the top. little carrot
of
strips. Came out of one of those noodle machines, whatever it is. So, how do you estimate a crowd of 35,000?
3,500.
Oh, 35,000.
That's all right, Ellen. Multiply it by 10.
Taking over. Well, it could be.
My numbers came from Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And I, because we've given so many protests, marches, speeches, I can pretty much look at a crowd now and say, oh, I think we have about 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times at other functions, we will actually have people sign in. So that gives us a pretty good record of how many people come. And this time, people will be able to register with us at the end of the march, people who want to be involved in other organizations, who want to help out in some way.
I know at Winter Walk, there's a big crowd, and I don't think anyone has ever come up with an accurate number, but the police have estimated it.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest one, they said, was 20,000 people. Hmm. And I thought, I don't believe it. So I went up to the second story of a building that was kind of across from City Hall, and you could look down. I didn't have a camera, unfortunately, but if you took a picture of it, you could count the number of bodies that mm-hmm. were within a certain range, like three buildings, and then you could multiply it by the number of buildings, and you would have a number. It's the only way that I can think to do it. But
and did you do that?
I didn't.
No.
Well, I didn't have a camera. I did count, and then I thought, the other thing is, it's an event that's 3 hours long, and people come and go. Mm-hmm. You know, when the kids get restless, they say, oh, let's go home, you know?
But with this event, it's a little bit easier, I think, to estimate the number of people. And as I said, the police are so helpful, and they will be... We will have police at the beginning of the march, at the end of the march, and each of the side streets that will be blocked off as we pass.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we took up the entire length of Warren Street from the park to Front Street.
Mm. Wow.
That was the length of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to keep it a little more concise and compact it if we can, so it doesn't stretch out to block off all the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're allowing half the street maybe to be traffic?
No, none of the street is traffic. It's
all
marchers.
Oh, and you said
but I'm
traffic.
Saying if we block off all of those side streets mm-hmm. and Warren Street for an hour and a half, that's impactful. So we're trying not to impact businesses on a Saturday afternoon. We're trying to move the march through as quickly as we can so that streets will not be blocked off.
I see. So the police are important because someone has to direct traffic.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all very well thought out.
Yes, there are lots of moving parts.
Yeah. And a lot of moving people.
A lot of moving people, right.
What's your plan, Ellen?
My plan is to probably start walking to the extent I can. The last time I thought, I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to make it. And I just began to walk slower and just told my companions I'd, you know, meet them down there. And I did make it, but, you know, it's a mile.
Yes.
So
your adrenaline starts to flow. I know that I didn't think that I could make it, but then I walked in Poughkeepsie in the morning and then came up here and walked in the afternoon.
Wow.
Of course, I was paralyzed for 3 days afterward, but you can do it.
Yeah, I can.
Yes.
So is there a number people can call if they need any further information about this, about where to park the car?
Do you need any more volunteers?
We're always happy to have volunteers.
Where would they get in touch with you?
May I give them my phone number?
Sure.
Okay, 518-965-8051.
That's Pam Klein speaking, folks. Talking about the Women's March on Saturday.
Yes, beautiful weather, beautiful day, lots of fun.
Is the snow going to be gone by then?
Well, it will be 46 degrees.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's supposed to be in
good.
The 40s.
So nobody will throw snowballs.
No.
That's good. Oh. Got to watch out.
Uh-oh. I hadn't thought of that until you mentioned it.
Yeah. Got some activity outside.
And it's a good thing to bring your children to, especially if you have sons, I think, to let them see the power of women and to view this phenomena that's going to happen.
And if you miss the march, you can come to my house and see the power of women. Really, you know Ellen, my wife, my daughter. They're pretty powerful.
I know.
You know they're more powerful than I am.
They are pretty powerful. That's for sure.
Well, I think people have underestimated us for too long. Now we're coming to the forefront. In
so
a good way.
Watch out.
So watch out. I've surrendered already.
You've already surrendered. Okay. Well, I think we've covered the waterfront, I was going to say. I wish we could tell people more about the music, but they will find out for themselves.
Oh, I remember some of the... Tommy Stinson's performing?
Probably, yes.
No, he's listed. I wouldn't make
that
up.
Oh, you saw a list?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes I actually prepare for these shows.
Where did you see the list?
It's a good question. I don't know, but I saw it. It was little pictures and everything. There was Cameron Melville.
Right.
Tommy Stinson. Let's see. The Hudson Dusters?
Yes. They're wonderful.
It's a kind of new group that's taken over the name of an old group, as I understand
it. They'll probably sing
Listen
a song at the park.
Oh,
to
nice.
To begin with, also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of singing along at the park, there's Marilyn Miller and that guy, I think his name's Rich, who plays guitar with her. Let's see, who else did I notice? That's the only ones I can remember. There were at least eight or so.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. Lots of fun.
Great.
And rumor has it that you're breaking out your, what is it, flute?
Ukulele?
Ukulele, or your bongos. I forget which one you played.
No, I have sticks.
Sticks.
I used to play the tambourine. That was my instrument.
When you were a folk singer.
Yeah. For about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's all you need to, you know, knock out a good folky tune.
Well, it was in Greenwich Village. That gives me some, you know.
Street cred is what the kids call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
A lot of entertainment, a lot of marching. walking.
Yeah, we'll have to look for some marching music to put on a little later.
We?
We, yeah. And signs. Don't forget, everybody should make their signs.
Signs.
Signs are a big part of it. And practice their chants there.
Is this conceived as partly being an anti-Trump march?
I think it's more of a celebrating women's march and celebrating women's rights.
There you go. So no anti-Trump signs.
I can't promise that there won't be any anti-Trump signs, since he seems to be on a mission to destroy everything pertaining to women.
There you go.
But
ooh, I hear fire trucks and everything. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Let's see, we got, where are they going?
They went, they turned left and went down Union Street, I believe.
Isn't that where you live, Ellen?
No, thank you very much. And I just want people to know there's a beautiful sunset here in Hudson right now.
Look at that.
If you can have access to it, you should take a look. It's beautiful.
And the streets still look fairly nice. It hasn't gotten that totally gray snow yet.
Still white.
Still
white. It's
beautiful
out. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be beautiful Saturday. What time do they meet in the park?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, the festivities in the park begin. 2 o'clock, the march begins. And then it goes on until maybe 7 o'clock.
I think it was last Women's March, or some march, where Marilyn Miller started playing Blowin' in the Wind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful.
And?
Well,
everybody cried. Everybody sang.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you very much for letting me come on and talk about the Women's March.
Sure.
And I look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday at 1 o'clock in 7th Street Park in Hudson.
We'll be looking for you. Are you going to speak?
I'm introducing. I think you've all heard me speak enough.
You sure you don't want some cheesecake or some madeleines?
No, I'm sure. Thank you.
They're both really good. Well, the madeleines are just so-so, but the cheesecake's really good.
Well, we can't mention the name of the baker of the madeleines.
Let's say it's a baker that is
well-known.
Well-known and has warmed the hearts of many New Yorkers. I don't know how well it's known it's outside of the metropolitan area. Do you know?
I know it's in Broome County. It's well-known.
Well, that's New York, too, but oh, Pam, if you check your text, we'll find out the whole list.
Are you looking for your phone?
You know what that means, Ellen?
I didn't hear, sorry.
Somebody texted Pam to tell her the list of musicians. You know
what
that means?
It means that we have a list of musicians.
Exactly. No, it means somebody was listening.
Oh, that's right. 18 people now.
Okay, Pam.
We're going to be having Perfect 10 girls singing as a choir.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Abby Lappin. Christina Vigors.
Christina Vigors is the woman who was caught on video, I think, in a Sam's Club or someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Iffy Cobbins, Hilly and Shante, Tommy Stinson, Sweet Life, Maze, Hudson Dusters, Black Lake, and Marilyn and Rick, with more to be announced.
Black Lake, that's our friend,
it's catching, Tom. Watch out.
Slink Moss.
Slink Moss. I used to know his real name. Slink Moss is Black Lake.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Moss isn't his real last name?
No, it's Slink that I think is not his real name.
Oh. Well, thank you, Pam Klein, for coming in and reminding us about the Women's March this Saturday, beginning in the 7th Street Park here in Hudson at 1 p.m., and then just basically taking over the city for the rest of the day.
That's right.
With good vibes.
Watch out.
That's
Watch
right.
out. And everybody's welcome.
Everybody is.
Men can march.
Yes, absolutely.
They can't speak, but they can march. Thank you, Pam.
Okay, thank you.
Ellen, let's give Pam a little.
Oh, How about some real applause? We'll do that too.